welcome to Young Americans. We're here today from the UGA program in Cortona. I'm here with Hannah Wetzel.
Hi.
Adrian Meadows.
Hello.
Isaac Johnson.
Hey.
Liz Reeves.
Hey, everybody.
And I am John Roach. All right, and today we have a selection of songs for you. We've picked these songs the songs which inspire us the most to create and learn and kind of develop our abilities as artists and beyond. And so today, right now, we're going to introduce you to The Waiting by Angel Olsen. Do you want to say a few words, Adrian, about this? Hannah? Yeah. Whoever's song is this.
I chose this song because I used to work at a supermarket, and supermarkets in the U.S. are really, really huge. And this one, I had to clean the bathrooms every single night, and so I would sing this song to myself while I cleaned so I could forget that I was cleaning a toilet.
That's the most inspiring thing that you've ever said.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's important, yeah. All right.
Come along. Take a breath and remind myself that I too can be strong. Thought I was cool, turns out I'm a fool. Clearly you've proved me wrong. I didn't know what I was missing when I
welcome back to the Young Americans. That was The Waiting by Angel Olsen that you just heard there. Beautiful song. Hannah, you want to talk about why you picked that song? I guess you already did that. All right. So we kind of wanted to talk about like what we do up there in that big mysterious mountaintop of Cortona. So basically, it's UGA has a program up there. It's the school, I'm sure you all know. And usually It tends to cater to more like art students. There's art classes, but there's also like architecture classes and landscaping classes, art history. Yeah. So we do a lot of creative thinking and developing, and we use Cortona as our main source of inspiration. So yeah, you guys want to talk about that?
Yeah. Like what's everybody's favorite class?
Oh, good one. Oh, good one.
Yeah. I have to say ceramics.
Yeah.
Oh, ceramics.
Learning good old Etruscan ways of creating pots and pans and things of the like.
Mm-hmm. I like drawing because we go out like in little sectors of Cortona. We sit and just draw anything because it's all so pretty. And locals will come up to us and they'll, you know, tell us how good our drawings look. People here are very, very nice. No, and that's been really, really inspiring.
Yeah.
I like painting because sometimes we'll just have like tourists. They'll come up and we leave our door open. So they'll just kind of walk in the door and then realize that there's a class happening and just like slowly walk out. But I've never actually painted before, so it's pretty interesting going through that with all these talented people around me.
Yeah, that must be really cool to like first learn painting in a place like this. I mean, I can't imagine.
Yeah, but I think I'll be disappointed when I come back because I guess the oil painting is better. Like the oils are better here.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it seems like everything is like artisanal quality.
Yeah, yeah. It's
the cheese.
I'd say I really enjoy my photography class that I have. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. There's just so many different things to take photos of, and you know, we take some trips on the weekends too and see the rest of Italy a little bit, and so it's always fun to wander around and see what you can capture for sure.
Yeah, I think I agree with you, Hannah. The painting class is just like phenomenal here. We have this like wide open, brightly lit studio.
It's an old chapel.
Yeah, it's a desanctified chapel. They had to write to the Vatican to get it desanctified. Very interesting.
Wow.
And it's just got natural lighting. It's brilliant. So yeah, and I think that next we're going to be playing The City Looks Pretty by Courtney Barnett.
Friends.
was Courtney Barnett's City Looks Pretty. I chose that song because it's one that I really like to drive around to. And I don't know if that's something that's as important to Italian culture as to American, but I think driving and what we listen to when we drive, since we do it just so often and aren't just, you know, taking trains or using public transport, we kind of get a private singing space, which is very interesting.
Yeah, very important, the private singing space. I don't know how I'd survive without it in the city. So, do you guys want to continue our discussion from before about being in Italy and experiencing all these new things? Isaac, you got anything to say about
that? Sure, yeah. I mean, honestly, I expected so much coming here. I was so incredibly excited to make the trip and come here and study here, but it has way exceeded my expectations by a lot. Even though I had such high expectations, this place is so beautiful and the people are so gracious, and it's wonderful.
I didn't really know what to expect fully, just because I've never been to Italy, I've never been to Europe. So, like, being here, it feels very surreal and, like, constantly beautiful. You know, like, when I first got here, everything was new, so everything was exciting. Even just, like, walking down the street and everything was stone, you know, and, like, meeting all these people. 'Cause we didn't know each other before we got here.
I mean, that's the crazy thing is, like, I don't know if you guys know this, but we live together all up in that chapel.
Every single
up at the
second.
Very top. Yes, I mean, we're together all the time, experiencing these things together and walking around Cortona. That's why you see us in these large packs that you have to avoid.
Yeah, it's a good community.
I think on the second night here, we all stayed up like all night to watch the sunrise, right? Mm-hmm. But then the sun came up the other side of the hill and we didn't realize, so we didn't actually see anything. It just got like a little bit less dark.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, it took us a good while to realize, it's actually not nighttime anymore.
Where,
we missed
the sun.
Yeah.
But yeah, certainly one of the greatest parts about being here has been just meeting all these new people. And it's so fun to meet new people in such a beautiful place, and new people who are all taking inspiration from the same place you are and creating something out of it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, for sure.
I think what's interesting about being here...
No, go on. What were you going to say?
That even if you come from a small town in the United States, most small towns are in the suburbs. You don't really see the same people every day. But walking down the street here, everyone kind of lives in the same areas where all the businesses are. So, like, I'll be walking down the street and I'll be like, oh, I saw that person exactly here yesterday while I was going to get groceries. And I think Adrian and I, we ran into someone who works at our facilities three times in the span of about 45 minutes the other day.
Yeah, it's good for people watching. Yeah. You can keep up with each other.
Yeah. From afar.
Yes, exactly.
You can track each other's lives from a distance.
John, you're taking it too far. Okay, well, this next song is one I chose. It's Duryea Island Songs, and I really like it for inspiration. It's instrumental and it's magical, so enjoy.
That song is so beautiful. So, you know, our lives are pretty different here than they are back in Athens. We're doing a lot of different things here, a lot more creative things probably than we really get a chance to do back home. But I figure we give y'all some insight into the kind of things we do back in Athens, the kind of stuff we're into. So I know for me, this actually isn't the first time I've been on the radio. Back in Athens, we have a local radio station. I played Dungeons and Dragons, the tabletop RPG game, on the radio. That's a lot of fun. But yeah, do that a lot. I really like movies. Love making movies. This is what I'm studying back in Athens. And yeah,
awesome. Well, back in Athens, I'm a painting and animation major, which is pretty confusing when I try and explain that to my grandmother. But essentially, I just I basically major in painting, which is me being in the studio. 3 hours every other day or so, just learning about painting and the art of, you know, colors and color theory and things like that. And then I also aspire to be in the film industry in Hollywood, making CGI and VFX stuff for, you know, various films.
Me and John are gonna end up working together one day.
Film. I'll do the sparkly effects.
Absolutely.
I'll write the scathing reviews.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the Hollywood and sort of movie products and stuff, because I'm going to be doing more prop making for movies, for TV stuff, all that jazz. Because my major is a more sculpture related. It's called ArtX, which elusive of it's all majors. No one knows what it is. I don't know what it is, but it's very fun. So I'll be making props for movies, doing all that jazz.
I'm back at home in the Red Coat Band, which is actually, we're the organization that plays music at every single American football game back in Georgia, which is pretty important, especially for our university. So I guess we're the American equivalent of the little fanfare group you guys had at your little flag show last week.
Which was delightful.
We don't wear the tights, though, I have to say.
The tights are the best part. But the flag throwing was just...
It was amazing.
It was incredible. It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Fire throwing.
Oh, my God.
We were all like... looking at each other kind of like in awe.
Yeah.
The production.
This is the first couple nights we were here too.
It's absolutely crazy.
When they played the Skyrim theme, I think was my favorite.
The Skyrim. Beautiful. It was, yeah. Major props for sure.
Back home I study English. So that's what I do in school. But outside of school, and something that I've bonded over with all of the people at the table with me today, is we all have some kind of relationship to music, which I think is what brought us to the studio tonight. So I think that's a nice special thing that we, you know, can like take here with us to Italy and feel inspired from this and learning some Italian music and sharing with each other what we like.
For sure. Yeah. It's crazy how much we've bonded over the past, like, what is it, 10 days of being here, and we're like best friends now.
It's scary.
It's like we can hardly go to sleep before 3 a.m. Not because we're out doing anything.
It's been problematic.
We're just sitting in the kitchen talking to each other for like hours and hours and avoiding going to sleep just because we enjoy each other's company so
I mean,
much.
Probably, the biggest thing I didn't expect about Cortona was how close it would bring me to other Americans. But yeah. Okay, so I guess we're ready for the next song. This is Bambina by Vampire Weekend.
Cha-cha, Bambina. No signs of injustice. No signs but the flames that are filling up the room. Fight them, trust them. When the engines come, they always come too soon. Christian heart cannot withstand the thunder.
sense for now. Ciao, ciao, bambina. My Christian heart can now withstand the thundering arena. I see you in the violent sense for now. Ciao, ciao, bambina.
Hey guys, welcome back to Young Americans. Just to reintroduce you guys that are just tuning in here, I'm John. This is Hannah to Hello. My left here. That's Adrian.
Hi. And
this is Isaac.
Hey y'all.
And there's Liz.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we wanted to talk a little bit about, so we touched briefly on our expectations for coming to Italy. I personally have never traveled abroad. I don't know about you guys.
No, I haven't.
I did once.
Once in
high school.
Have.
To Italy, specifically.
Oh, me too. Wow.
But
yeah.
Just for a week. So it was with a bunch of high schoolers. Not the full experience that Cortona is providing.
Yeah, I think there, for all of us, there is like maybe a subtle and underlooked but very important fear that we all had coming to Italy, having appreciated it from afar through like movies and culture and things like that. That, you know, obviously we want to experience the Italian culture, but we didn't want to disrupt it. So we didn't want to come into this culture and bring our own baggage with it and shake things up and, you know, mess with this beautiful town of Cortona. And I think that's still kind of a daily fear of mine that us being here is going to somehow change the atmosphere and dilute it a bit. And I just wanted to talk briefly about that. And Hannah?
It's kind of interesting how a lot of people, and I don't know if it's especially America, but I've definitely seen it, is people, they come into spaces like this, and instead of seeing themselves as foreigners, they see the people of the country they're visiting as foreign, which is incredibly crazy. And so there's a lot of people, you know, treating it like it's Disney World and they're kind of wanting to be catered to by locals. And it's a little bit frustrating to see. So I'm kind of glad that a lot of us care a lot about that.
For
that
sure.
Blending in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think there's a really, really important balance that should be struck between us being here and experiencing this and using it to, you know, inspire us and not interrupting the day-to-day lives of people who live here and who always have lived here and who have centuries of history here.
But you know? And you guys even talk about cultural appropriation in ceramics class, right?
We did, yeah. We had a really good discussion about the difference between, you know, respectfully admiring art and taking something from it and putting your own personal experience into it versus kind of just copying something that someone else did. And it's an important balance, especially with us artists who are here experiencing and transforming that into our art.
Yeah, and it's such like a huge privilege to be here all together for an entire summer. So I think like just expressing gratitude for this has been one way to like really involve yourself in the culture, you know, to like be constantly awed by all these things that we get to experience for 2 months all together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think luckily Cortona has such a strong culture already that I don't think too many Americans coming here will Americanize it more than possible. I don't know. It's it's very lovely here, and I feel very immersed in the Italian culture without being so Americanized.
Yeah, and we are very grateful for that. This place is
incredibly
phenomenal.
And
I mean,
like, we've been treated so well.
Yeah.
Like, can't even.
I mean, like, better than my uncle treats me.
Better than being in America. It's just been, honestly, like a huge dream.
Mm-hmm. Everyone here is so gracious and outgoing and friendly and kind. And it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's nice to notice the little subtle differences in culture, too, that people don't talk about. You know, I think we were talking about some of those earlier. What were the ones you guys noticed?
One that we like talked about really enjoying is when you walk into a store and you say ciao, or you acknowledge the other person who is in the store with you. And I think that's so lovely because, you know, it's very normal in America to not acknowledge people. And it's really nice to suddenly, like, it feels more like a community and like we're all living here at the same time together. And that's really inviting to me.
Yeah, just the public spaces here. It's like the streets are full of people, and there's always people around interacting, talking, and having lunch together, sitting on the steps. And in America, we're often very, very isolated, and we don't really have as much of a sense of public space, I think.
Yeah. I mean, we have so many public spaces and public transport that we just don't utilize. I mean, heads down, eyes on phone, like totally ignoring one another, and it's just truly a pleasure to be here and experience those community spaces. But I think we're ready for our next song, and this is going to be I Know How to Speak by Manchester Orchestra. Enjoy.
Be honest.
right, we're back. I really honestly wish that all of you who are listening could be seeing instead and see how John just danced in the studio to that last one.
I can't help it.
This is quite enjoyable to watch.
Well, you're welcome for picking that song. And one reason why I did pick it was Manchester Orchestra. I've listened to them growing up because Andy Hole, the lead singer, is from my hometown.
Oh.
So I felt like we had some kind of connection. Speaking of hometowns, that was a suburb, kind of a bigger suburb in Georgia, but I'm from Gwinnett, so we're not all actually from Athens. That's just where we're currently living. Yeah. And I think currently where we call home.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Athens, sure. Georgia, the home of UGA.
Yeah.
Go Dogs.
Someone had to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Atlanta, which is like an hour and a half away from Athens, but I never really like... I mean, I never visited Athens that much except for to see my grandmother who lives there. So it was growing up, Atlanta is a big city, and going from that to the small town of Athens was pretty, like, eye-opening, honestly.
Yeah, that's interesting because I'm kind of the reverse. Yeah. I went from the small town of Winder, Georgia, which is about 30 or 40 minutes outside of Athens, to Athens, which was actually a big city to me, kind of being from Winder. But.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great, great city. There's a lot of things to do, a lot of bars, good nightlife,
a lot of great food. Not as good as here, but really good food.
I don't know.
Still.
I loved Clocked.
Oh, Clocked is good. So good. Good burgers
and some good coffee.
That's very true.
Oh, yeah, a difference with coffee. Just so y'all know, if you come to America, it's what we've learned here, which I like. But espresso is very common here. In America, we drink like massive cups
milkshakes.
Of coffee.
Oh, I mean, milkshakes.
Yeah, we just have like endless.
Huge.
Yeah, it's excessive.
Yeah.
Like all day long, yeah. Just guzzling.
And
like,
yeah,
it's all sugar.
Yeah, 75% of the container is just sugar anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't know if that counts. But if you're ever in Athens, you know what to expect. Yes.
Go to Jittery Joe's. Great coffee chain.
Great spot. Yeah, mm-hmm. Hannah, do you want to talk about your hometown?
Oh, so I'm from a little town called Flowery Branch, and it's kind of close to a lake, but it's basically just all strip malls. And I don't know if you even have strip malls here in Italy, but they're basically giant parking lots full of stores that no one actually likes going to. And so coming here was pretty nice because we have strip malls, but we also have nice things that we'd like to go to.
it's a crazy phenomenon finding yourself amidst these like huge stores that you just don't even want to be in, and they come to Cortona. It's like beautiful, and the shopkeepers are lovely, and it's all locally owned.
And back to like what we were saying earlier, it's nice that you can talk to the shopkeeper because that doesn't typically exist.
Can you imagine doing that in Target?
Yeah, no. Hi, manager, shopkeeper.
Could I speak to
Hello.
The CEO of
just
Target?
Just to say good morning.
Well, I, like Adrian, grew up in Gwinnett County, Georgia. So, woohoo, go GCO. Not super duper far from Athens. However, it was such a culture shock only going from Gwinnett to Athens just because of the larger suburb area into a very, very small town. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know if suburbs are as big of a thing in Italy, but basically they're cookie cutter houses that are located outside of the city, kind of, and it's a very weird like cultural phenomenon of America where if you're in these suburbs, you're very isolated. There's very little community interaction, and then do you want to say something about that because you live in?
Well, as I live there, thank you. Yes, I'll give you my experience. I don't think it's entirely isolated, but I do think it really provides for the nuclear family sort of situation going on.
The movies definitely, the American movies lie where they're like, oh yeah, you talk to your neighbor when you leave the house. Like,
I think that was very true in like the 70s and 80s.
Oh yeah.
Sure, yeah.
But now that technology has just...
You avoid eye contact.
Crazy. Oh yeah, no. That's so true.
Oh, that's another cultural change here. How, like, you make eye contact with someone here,
people
just keep looking. Like, in the U.S., if you make eye contact with a stranger, you have to look away as fast as possible, or it's about to be really uncomfortable. Like, you do not make eye contact. It is a sin.
Well, you might play the game where you, like, make eye contact, you quickly and nervously look away, then you look back just
and then they
to
do
check,
it too
and
at
then
the same
you look
time.
Away. And it's this, like, game of, like, nervous eyes.
I think here, though, it really caters to more of a human connection interaction going on,
sure.
Just because you're seeing someone. They're seeing you,
yeah.
And it's just a very beautiful...
Right. And it kind of goes back to just beautiful. Like acknowledging other lives.
It's only like exactly. kind of creepy.
Yeah. Communities. That's what I'm saying. Communities. Communities are amazing.
Athens kind of provides that for us, I think. Oh, for sure. Especially since it's like our campus is like the size of Cortona, I think, probably roughly. We have 30,000 yeah. students there. Mm-hmm. And so you'll see familiar faces, but you won't actually know most of the people you see. But it's pretty cool because you'll walk down the street and you'll see all the stores and coffee shops you go to. But then like a block away is Sanford Stadium where we have our football games. And it's just like, oh, wow, I forgot we had that there.
All right. So I think we're going to start playing our next song. This is Shark Smile, the edit version by Big Thief. Hope you guys enjoy this one. Isaac, you want to tell us a little bit about that last song?
Oh, yeah. That was Shark Smile by Big Thief. They're a Brooklyn-based band in New York, and they're headed by front woman Adrienne Linker, who we all love and adore, yeah. I think, here.
She's one of the lead singers that we all mutually bonded over, I think, like the first or second night we were here.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. We're actually, I think the majority of us in the room are going to see this band in Atlanta in the fall as well, which is really exciting.
Yeah. Very exciting. Yeah. She's amazing, for sure. And a hush falls across the room.
So, have y'all learned... What's your favorite Italian word you've learned since y'all been here?
Oh, dear.
You got a favorite? I mean,
get ready to for me to butcher.
I like the phrase vivia. We had a little talk about culture here, and they said, hey, if a man buys you a drink and then tries to keep talking to you, you can say vivia.
they taught us a little hand gesture to go with it, so we're all feeling very powerful with this.
Well, just yelling it at each other down the street has been kind of funny.
Do you What's the word that Clarissa taught us for a sugar pie?
Oh, tesoro.
Oh, very nice.
One
that's
we've been using one. With each other as well.
I think my favorite word is just ciao. I mean, you're just saying it all the time. And even in inappropriate situations, I've been told it's like a pretty an informal greeting that you say to like a friend or somebody you know very well. But you know, I just hate any old person.
Yeah.
What about you mispronouncing Ristorante Tunino every single time we go?
Oh yeah, that was an issue for a while.
Toronto, tomatoes,
Tarantino.
It sounds like Tarantino. So many other words that I know.
Another funny John story while we're talking about him.
Oh God.
We were walking down the street. It was me, Adrian, and John. We passed another American, and you know, I said ciao. Adrian says ciao. The American says hi. John says grazie.
Yeah, I had to thank him for his, you know, sure. Going out of his way and saying hi. I mean, in our native tongue for us. Yeah, that was an oopsie moment for sure. But luckily, it was only the first week I was here, so I'm learning. I'm getting better. Yeah. Yeah,
forgivable.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Any more favorite phrases, Liz?
I think my favorite has been andiamo. Ooh. Because you can
andiamo.
Say yeah, you can say it with a lot of emphasis and just round up your pals
that
and then
nice.
Go get gelato at Snoopy's. This is not a
this is not
thing,
an ad,
but we love Snoopy's.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think we also wanted to talk a little bit about the music that we're playing tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So we all chose these songs I mentioned at the beginning for those just tuning in. These are songs that kind of inspire us to create and make things. Each of us picked one or two songs and, we picked three. Yeah. And so you're hearing right now the creative juice that we use to fuel our art, our thinking. Yeah, some of it. I mean, it's a vast library. Adrian, in particular, got very
It was
anxious
hard.
About
it. It was really hard to narrow it down.
Yeah, I mean, because we're trying to, like, you know, represent ourselves, Athens, UGA as a whole, and also put ourselves into it a little bit. But yeah, you guys want to talk about that a little bit? Your choices for tonight?
Athens is a pretty music-based city, so I think it's important just for us to kind of express that.
Mm-hmm.
My songs I chose, none of them are Athens-based, but they're songs that I kind of associate with Athens, as I heard them for the first time living in Athens and kind of experiencing the city and just being there. What about you guys?
Yeah, I mean, Athens is certainly a music-based city. We have some, like, wonderful concert spaces and venues in Athens.
Absolutely.
What's y'all's favorite?
Maybe 40 Watt.
Yeah, 40 Watt. It's hard to beat the 40 Watt.
Yeah, but there's also a smaller one, the Caledonia Lounge.
Oh,
because that one's like,
nice.
It's nice. And I think the music scene in Athens is like a good sense of community that
it is.
Yeah.
In Athens.
Yeah, yeah.
If you live in Athens, you know at least one or two people who are in a band who are very active with it. You know, Gobar is also a really good place. I saw like a friend play there once. It was just very nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of house shows in Athens, which I like. Where it's like your friends will make some kind of event on Facebook or something, and then 40 people will pile into a tiny little den space. And that's always really fun to me. And that's a good way to meet people.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so I'm going to play a song by Another Michael, which is a really small band from New York. I just wanted to play them, kind of give them some, public notice here. But I hope you enjoy. This is About by Another Michael.
Shit with a gun, don't be cheap. And I wonder if I could get older, but not yet, just talk about you, then I talk about you. But I can't, and I won't.
Welcome back to The Young Americans, and we just wanted to talk again and go a little bit more into what we're doing and what we've been doing. We've been here for about 2 weeks, a little over that, I think, right? Or maybe just
two weeks today.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's been just, and to just to remind you guys, we've known each other for that long. I mean, me and Liz knew each other back in Athens, but I mean,
but it's everyone just been, else, man.
Yeah.
Well, I knew Isaac from one of the dining halls at UGA.
Yeah, yes. You know, we were lying on air then. We were like, we don't know anybody.
Well, he just made coffee for me.
Athens is a small town, but yeah, so far we've, done some nightlife stuff in Cortona. We saw the flag shows. Those were amazing. We told you about that. Do you guys want to talk about some amazing experiences you've had so far?
We played bocce ball that one time. Yeah.
We weren't good at it. We were so bad.
We did.
I mean, the middle of the night, just going crazy on the bocce ball field.
Yeah, we have this one little overlook that we call the napping spot. Yeah. And it's on our way up, walking back to campus from town. So we're walking up this massive hill and we stop here when we need
a breather.
And this is like beautiful overlook of the valley, and we all kind of, you know, sit and straddle our legs across the stone wall and feel alive.
Yeah. Death just an inch away.
So what else have we done?
We went to Siena.
We did go to Siena.
Oh, yeah.
Which that was really pretty.
Beautiful. Very beautiful. Yeah. Not as beautiful as Cortona, if I do say so. But it was quite beautiful.
And we're all studying art history, so it was very awesome to be able to walk through it.
Yeah. Yes, we saw an illustration of good and bad government. We saw La Maestà. What else did we see?
Duomo.
The Duomo. We saw some really cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, Cortona definitely... probably my favorite place in Italy so far. We've only been to two places.
It's weird how it feels kind of like home already. Yeah. Do you guys get that feeling? When we got back from Siena, it was a long bus ride. But when we came back, I just felt, you know, welcomed by the community, and it just felt nice and homey. Yeah, in our beds. Yeah. That was very nice. We needed sleep.
Absolutely. I mean, just being in a new place, the adrenaline is pumping in all of us. And I think it makes us like get out and explore. We've been walking around. We've been finding little nooks and crannies.
We made friends with the dog. What's her name?
Catalina.
Oh, Catalina.
And Cappuccino the cat.
Yeah.
I picked up Cappuccino.
Wow. No.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, we consider those the spirits of Cortona. I don't know if you guys agree with that.
John does.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'm just the one that does. But, yeah. I mean, beautiful place. Yep. I always go for that $1 pizza. Is it a 1 euro pizza? I'm sorry. Yes.
So good. So good. And I don't know. So, y'all may not know this, but the Fanta here. Oh, my God.
it's so good. The whole trip.
American Fanta is kind of hot garbage. Mm. Fanta here is just... delicious.
It tastes so much more citrusy because, you know, it is an orange sugar drink.
Yeah.
It tastes like orange, where in America it tastes a lot more like
the color orange syrup, not an actual fruit orange. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are y'all's favorite bars and cafes here?
I'm so bad with names. Yeah. Unfortunately.
I really like, Cafe Signorelli. That's one that everyone here tends to go to. It's beautiful. There's like outdoor seating. You can sit in the piazza. It's very nice and open.
I'm a big fan of Cafe degli Artisti.
Yeah.
That was pretty nice.
Yes. That's my favorite.
I always like to feel like it's for us. You know, it's like, we're the artists. I'm sure it isn't, but it kind of gives me joy to think that.
Okay, so, Isaac, do you want to introduce this next song?
Yeah, this next song is called What I Wanted to Hold, and it's by Florist. And listen out for the use of color imagery in this one, because it's something that certainly inspired my art for sure.
Yellow light on the wall. I can close my eyes and return to the home I remember.
Welcome back again, you beautiful people. So this is going to be our last little segment here, and we just wanted to talk about what the future holds for the UGA students in Cortona and what we're going to be doing the rest of our trip here. So we're staying till about August 2nd in Italy. And what are you guys most looking forward to that's on the itinerary?
Oh, I'm looking forward to Venice. That'll be our last 4 days, yeah. And I think that'll be really what sets the rest of Italy in my mind forever.
I'm looking forward to Rome. I don't know about you guys. I mean, I've just heard so much about it and seen so many movies. What was that movie we watched last night?
La Grande Terrazza.
I mean, beautiful, like like very artsy art house film about Rome and the city and culture, and very good. It's a great film. You should watch it if you haven't. I'm sure you have. Yeah, what about you, Hannah?
I think I'm probably the most looking forward to Florence. I actually went to Italy like Liz a couple of years ago, and I was just there for 2 weeks, but Florence is the first city that we went to our first night there, and our flight had been delayed by like 8 hours, and we finally got there, and the sun was setting in Florence, and I remember being like, the world looks like this in real life because it was so pretty. So I'm excited to be there again and experience it with friends.
I'm really, really excited for actually our travel weekend. We have a free weekend coming up, and I'm just so unbelievably excited to just get the big group of friends that we've made and just go to the coast, go to the beach, and just have a wonderful time.
For sure.
I don't know. I can't wait.
I'm like excited for all of these things, of course, but I'm also excited because I feel like at this point I finally settled into the fact that I'm in Italy, because the first week was like, I'm in Italy, you know, like everything was distracting and kind of upbeat. So like for the rest of the summer, we have a community of human beings, we're in our classes, you know, we have a schedule throughout the day, and it's like, I don't know, the days are kind of becoming more yours and more full, maybe. I don't know if y'all feel like
definitely.
That
definitely for sure. Okay, guys, I think that's going to be it for us. That's the end of our radio show. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think we have one last song to close us out. It's Orange Ball of Love by the Mountain Goats. It's kind of a goofy, funny one to close us out with. So I hope you all enjoy it and have a wonderful night.
Stay beautiful, Italy.